Another Pro Bowl? Is it ho-hum?
No, it's never ho-hum. I think it's always a tremendous honor, really. I think the thing always for me about that honor is that it, even though now there's a fan element and coaches, you know, GMs, it's still that it comes from your peers and the guys within the league, and when they show you that kind of respect, it's a tremendous honor.
Guys like Champ will say they would rather win a Super Bowl than go to a Pro Bowl. In your case, you've won a Super Bowl, so with that, do Pro Bowls mean maybe a little bit more to you than maybe would to other guys?
No. Never, as I mentioned, it never gets ho-hum, but I would trade all my Pro Bowls for more Super Bowls. You know, it's the Super Bowls are what you play for, and the best thing is to do a Pro Bowl then a Super Bowl. I did that one year, and that was pretty fun, and so it sounds good to me.
Were you surprised?
What's that?
Were you surprised to get him selected?
Just flattered. I mean, I think, as I said, it's a tremendous honor when your peers recognize you as one of the best at your position.
When you look at the Bengals on tape,
mm-hmm.
Three wide receivers set, they try and spread the field through it. I mean, how much of a challenge is that offense?
A big challenge. I mean, they're an explosive team. And like all the great offenses, they can do a little bit of everything. I mean, they got Rudy Johnson, who is a tremendous runner, good offensive line up front, a quarterback that can sling it, and obviously a great receivers, and so it's a big-time challenge.
Well, last week was essentially a playoff game for you guys because you had to win. How much do you think this Sunday will feel like a playoff game because both teams need this win and the other team's probably out, the loser?
Yeah, you don't it's pretty clear-cut right in front of us. Both teams 8-6 fighting for a playoff spot, and this is what you want, a chance in this time of year to be playing to get into the playoffs. And a lot of people say, you would want home field, all that. You just want to get in the tournament, and then anything can happen.
John, what's the worst weather you ever played in?
Probably I played in much colder, but that game we played against Oakland here 3 years ago was a night game, Sunday night, Monday night, and blizzard to the point where you could barely see, 10 yards in front of you. That was a new experience for me. Don't get a lot of this in San Diego or Tampa.
A day like today, would this be worse than that day?
I'm just worried about having to sleep here at the facility. I got a car that doesn't do so hot in the snow. So, honey, if you're home, bring the SUV.
Is there a lighter mood in this locker room this week? I mean, they say success breeds confidence, but is there a bit of a relief?
I think a little bit of relief. I mean, when you lose four games straight, it's not a whole lot of fun. I think it's just, you play to win football games in this league, and so when you don't, it's a tough environment. But, I think the big thing is just because we won one, we got a lot of work in front of us, and so we got to keep that same urgency we've had. But, I think, it is a little bit of a lighter mood.
You look forward to Christmas? You got kids at home who I'm sure can't wait to see what's under the tree right now.
Yeah, Christmas, my favorite time of year, family coming to town and things of that nature. My kids are kind of perfect age that they love it. You take a lot of joy out of that. It's just a great time of the year, and great to be playing football around this time of year as well.